We're about 4 minutes ahead of 9 o'clock. You've got it on KHUM. And Matt Filer is here in the studio with me. And Matt, what is your official title there of the Crabs? Are you the president?
My official title is Volunteer President of the Board of Directors.
Volunteer President.
Yeah, it's very long.
That's a long title.
Yeah, and they add a word for each year.
I like it. So there is going to be an event coming up tomorrow. It's if you like wine and you like the Crabs, this is for you.
Yeah, my Rotary Club, the Rotary Club of Arcata, this is our annual Spring Wine Festival. We've got 17 wineries from Humboldt and Trinity counties that will be pouring. There's lots of food that will be donated from Chev from Cypress Grove, and we got stuff from Fish Brothers, and Casa Lindra gave us sauces. We've got bread from Brio. We've got bread from Ramones, and it's at the KBR room up at Humboldt State. Mm-hmm. There'll be music, and it looks really nice the way that it's set up. It's a lot of fun, and it's one of those things where you get to taste wine, but you get to talk to everybody that you know.
There you go. And, of course, the proceeds are going to help to build new bleachers there at the ballpark in Arcata.
Right. Anybody that's been out at the ballpark, and I hope you all have, you know that the bleachers are in need of repair. They're 30, 35 years old, and we'd like to put new ones in, and all the proceeds from this event will go toward new bleachers at the Arcata Ballpark, which is the home of the Humboldt Crabs.
And fantastic.
There'll be aluminum bench seats, but they'll be covered so you can't drop your jacket or your phone or your kid down through the seats anymore. And they'll hold more. They'll be steeper. And underneath, they'll be able to put the ticket booth and the annex and the souvenir stand will be underneath the stands.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Now, so you can't drop anything through the new ones, right?
No, they're
solid.
Covered.
They're solid.
It'll be covered. Yeah, and they're still going to be aluminum bench seats, but we can get them powder coated in whatever color we want.
Got it. Now, just out of curiosity, what about when you're eating your bag of peanuts, and normally you just drop those and they fall down in the, you know, and they get swept up underneath? How do you get them out of the stands there?
That's a good question. or your used beer cup.
Yeah, that's right.
It may be like netting or I'll say chain link fence, but that's not really what it's going to be.
Right.
But I don't think it's going to be solid.
Okay, gotcha. But and I understand it's also a steeper situation, so there's like a little bit better view for seating, and you actually are going to have more seats.
Right, there'll be 400 more seats, and the flow, you'll come in the same entry that you will now, and right in front will be the ticket booth. And then the flow will be behind the stands, and it'll come around, and then you'll go up a level of 30 inches, and then the seats will be higher than that, so anyone walking in front of the people in the first row won't be blocking their view, because
nice.
Everybody will be a little bit higher. And they'll be all connected, like there's three separate sections now. There's the beer section, and there's the section in the center, and then there's the quiet people section over on the third base side.
Uh-huh.
And also, the stands come with a new press box, which you'll be able to access from the top of the stands and not have to climb up a ladder like they do now.
Interesting. So there's not going to be the three separate sections. It's all going to be together.
It's all going to be together.
Wow. That's hence more seats.
And I can show you pictures right here, but
really?
It won't help the people that are listening.
Ah, wow. Maybe you could email them. I'll put them up on our website.
I have a PowerPoint presentation of the whole thing.
Wow. Okay. Fantastic.
So, and my Rotary Club, which we're the Noon Club. We've been around since 1926. As you know, Rotary is the largest and the oldest service club in the world. And we've got 1.3 million members, and we're in over 200 countries, and they're just all over the world. And it used to be that Rotary was thought of as a old, conservative, white men's club, and it's changed a lot since then. And we have 45%, I believe, female members in our club in Arcata.
And you guys do a lot of really good things in the community.
We do good things all over the world. There's water projects in Vietnam, and there's hospitals in Colombia, and there's Polio Plus, where Rotary has raised over $1 billion to try and wipe out polio. And as you can see on the commercials on TV, we're this close to doing it.
Yeah, that's really remarkable. Now, this event that's coming up tomorrow at the KBR, how do people get tickets to this?
Well, if you know a member of the Rotary Club of Arcata, you can get tickets from them. Or if you go to holdmyticket.com and look around, you'll find it. You can get tickets there, or you can get them at the door.
Okay.
Which is, I imagine, where most people...
How much are they?
...will be getting them.
What does it cost?
$40.
$40.
Yeah. $40, and you know, and it is our big fundraiser for the year. And I think $40 is really kind of reasonable if you mm-hmm. look at some of the prices other groups charge for their fundraisers.
Sure. And how many different wines do we get to enjoy?
There's 17 different wineries.
Wow.
The wines have to be either grown or produced in Humboldt or Trinity counties.
Fantastic.
And they'll be lined up all around the room, and you'll get a complimentary glass when you get there, and you can go around and taste all the wines you might want to taste.
Fantastic.
And well, there's lots of food, too.
There you go. It sounds like a fun event, and it's all supporting Humboldt Crabs, ballparks, bleachers thing. Place to sit and watch baseball. That's right.
Yes, and no problem with parking, because it's on the weekend.
Excellent. That's good to know, because it is Humboldt State.
And they
all
charge you for everything up
That's
there.
Right. But good. See, I happen to have a parking pass since I teach there, so it's like anytime I go to an event, it's like,
uh-huh.
Got my pass. But yes, otherwise it does cost you. So that's good to know, because it's on the weekend.
Yeah.
No pass required.
Yeah, and if you park behind the library, you don't have the big hills. I keep talking to Ron mm-hmm. Richmond about installing some escalators outside at Humboldt, because whether you're coming or going, it seems like you're going uphill.
That's true. I was told that HSU actually stands for Hills and Stairs University.
I hadn't heard that, but that's certainly appropriate.
Makes sense, doesn't it? All righty, so head out to the event. It's tomorrow. What time does it start?
5:30. 5:30 to 8 tomorrow, mm-hmm. Saturday the 23rd.
In the Kate Buchanan room.
Beautiful Kate Buchanan room.